Good morning. The open meeting for the Federal Election Commission for March 14th, 2024 will come to order. We have three substantive items on our agenda today. The first is draft advisory opinion 2024-01 by Texas Majority PAC. We have counsel for the requester. If you don't mind coming on up to the table, we'd appreciate it. And from the Office of General Counsel, we have Ms. Lindsay Bird and Mr. Robert Knopp. We discussed this at the last open meeting, but maybe for everyone's benefit, if we could get maybe a same presentation or an abbreviated version of where things stand on the drafts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Before you are agenda documents 2408A and 2408B, which are draft responses to an advisory opinion request from Texas Majority PAC. The requester asked several questions regarding its proposal to hire vendors and canvass potential voters, namely whether canvassing literature and scripts and their associated costs are public communications, or coordinated expenditures, and whether the requester can provide data acquired during the canvass to a federal candidate or party committee at less than fair market value. Draft A concludes that the canvassing literature and scripts are public communications and coordinated communications. The cost to produce and distribute those communications are not coordinated expenditures, because they are for coordinated communication. Draft A further concludes that if the requester provides the data acquired during its paid canvass to a federal candidate or party committee at less than its fair market value, it will result in an in-kind contribution to the candidate or party committee. Draft B concludes that the canvassing literature and script are not public communications and as a result are not coordinated communications. Further, the cost to produce and distribute the canvassing literature and scripts are not coordinated expenditures because they are for communication. Finally, draft B concludes that if the requester provides the data acquired during its paid canvass to a federal candidate or party committee at less than its fair market value, it will result in an in-kind contribution to the candidate or party committee. We have received one additional comment since the last open meeting for a total of two comments on the request and four comments on the draft. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bird. Colleagues, let me open it up for questions for OGC, questions for counsel for the requester, or any discussion. Commissioner Traynor?
Well, I don't have any questions for council, although I do appreciate you being here and I appreciate the comments that we've received from the public. I know we just got comments in this morning, so I would like to ask my colleagues' indulgence to have a little bit of time to look at those and commit to everyone to voting on this on tally after I've had a chance to process that, but I haven't had a chance to fully understand everything that's in there. If council does have comments on the on any of the comments that we received from the public, I'd love to hear your comments on them.
With the caveat, it's a little unfair to ask you on comments to comment on comments I received less than an hour ago. But I'll also say that if we aren't voting on this today, if that's what a commissioner would like, I would also welcome responsive comments written after the fact from responsive. But anyway, anything you want to say now, we certainly welcome, but we wouldn't say this is your only opportunity.
Yeah, I checked it last night and not seen any new comments. So I have not read them.
That's entirely fair. Anything else, Commissioner Traynor?
Nothing.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you. I was just going to ask OGC, I don't think we have any. Do we have any timing issues or what is the 60-day deadline?
Ms. Bird?
March 22nd. Thank you.
We'll hope that a week from tomorrow, right? Okay. Colleagues, Commissioner Lindenbaum, sorry.
I don't have any questions to add. I do just want to reiterate what we talked about during the last session where we discussed this, and that's to thank the requesters and everybody else that submitted comments quite early. That really helped us get to this point, and having comments, submitted the night before the meeting when these drafts have been public for a while does complicate matters and makes it a little bit more difficult than it could have been. So again, we like having people comment, doing it a little bit early can make it easier on everybody.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindenbaum. Colleagues, anything else? Okay, so we have a request from Commissioner Traynor not to vote today, to wait and do this on tally with a commitment to do things with objections for the record, if so. Absolutely. And is that okay with, I'm looking around for just general agreement. Okay. Ms. Bricken, I'm sorry. Good things come to those who wait. It's been a long and winding road for you, but we are not going to be voting on this today, but you will hear from us by the end of next week, if not earlier. And we will get this resolved on tally.
Great.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good one.